O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's a gospel song you may know called "The World Didn't Give It to Me." Sometimes we sing it during rallies or protests at the Capitol. The song starts with, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me." And that phrase is repeated until the end of the verse, which says, "The world didn't give it, the world can't take it away." This has been playing in my head as I've been writing this sermon. Just ask my husband, he's heard me singing it a lot. The words say, "This joy I have," but I've been singing, "This peace I have," because of the words we will hear from Jesus in our scripture reading today. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives." The world can't give us the peace that Jesus is offering. That only comes from a deep connection with God. So, right before our scripture reading, Judas, the other Judas, not Iscariot, not the one who betrayed Jesus, the other Judas asks, "Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" And Jesus' response is funny. It almost seems like he doesn't answer it. He doesn't say, "Well, this is why you were chosen. This is why you're special and only you have this important knowledge." No, Jesus launches into this whole speech, what scholars call the farewell discourse, because Jesus knows he's going to die. He's trying to teach the disciples all that he can before he leaves them. So he seemingly ignores Judas' question, but not really. Let's hear what Jesus has to say. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away, and I am coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." I don't know about you, but it's pretty easy to feel anything but peaceful in the world right now. The rights and peace of many groups, immigrants, trans folks, women, the sick and the elderly, their rights and their peace are under attack. It's exhausting just to read the news every day. Amen? That is true. And our scripture today tells us that a peace is available to us that transcends this chaos. In Jesus' time, when he's speaking to his disciples, the Roman government and religious rulers of the day are oppressing the Jewish people. You may have heard of Pax Romana, a peace promised by Rome that existed because they squashed all opposition. It was a coercive peace built on power, dominance, fear, and control. It's the peace that led Jesus to the cross. He knew that fear and unrest. That is the peace that the world offers. It's offering it to us now. Get rid of all difference and dissent. Turn in your neighbors if they're not towing the line. But what kind of peace is that? That doesn't feel good to me. right? So we must tap into the deep peace that Jesus promised. It is peace as presence. It abides with us. We should not let our hearts be troubled when the next round of federal employees is fired. We should not let our hearts be troubled when men are snatched off the streets and transported to a prison in another country. We should not let our hearts be troubled when Christian nationalism creeps into our public schools. Doesn't that seem like such a foolish message, though? How can our hearts not be troubled by these and so many other things? In this farewell discourse, Jesus is preparing his disciples for his departure. He knows that he is going to die, but he wants to encourage them to continue the good work they have begun together. The work that sees people for who they are and acknowledges their inherent dignity and worth. The work that teaches and heals and advances the kingdom of God, where no one is left behind or left out or pushed to the margins. He promises them that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will be given to them. This foreshadows Pentecost, which we will celebrate in a few short weeks. God will not leave them alone. God will not leave us alone. Jesus was a human being like each of us, bound by space and time. He was a brown-skinned Palestinian Jew living under oppressive Roman rule. When he died, his disciples were devastated. Is this what God had planned? What had they just given their lives to? What should they do next? And that's where the Spirit comes in. Unlike Jesus, the Spirit is available to us through all time and in all places. We have it. So how do we tap into that peace-giving Spirit, especially when we're feeling overwhelmed and discouraged by the world? Here's what the Scripture says, and what I'll reiterate. God's presence dwells where love is. If we love Jesus, we will keep his words. We will act like he did. And when we do that, God lives in us. We make a home for God when we are loving. Despite our trials, despite our exhaustion, despite the rulers of the world. There's this idea in pastoral care called a non-anxious presence. It means that when things are tense, when there is conflict, there's power in simply being calm, grounded, steady, a quiet presence of peace. That's who Jesus was, and that's who he calls us to be. We don't have to match the anxiety of the world. We don't have to answer every fear with force. We can respond with peace, with love, with presence. God becomes a non-anxious presence for us when we extend love and care to our neighbors and to ourselves. This is countercultural stuff, y'all. When the powers that be sow discord and fear, we are called to witness to the peace of Christ by showing up, by offering assistance in the form of smiles, hugs, food, money, childcare, presence. How can you show up for those in your life? Every time you give to Brown Bag, and we're gearing up to deliver food to 11 families every other week throughout the summer, every time you give to that effort, you are spreading the peace of Christ. When you call your representatives to voice your support or opposition to important legislation, you are spreading the peace of Christ. When you sit with a friend who is struggling, you're spreading the peace of Christ. When you give money or a sandwich to someone on the street, you're spreading the peace of Christ. And listen, no one person can do it all. No one person can right all the wrongs of this world. And we're not called to do that. We're called to collectively be the body of Christ. And so we do what we can, and we trust God to move in the hearts of every person who loves Jesus, and together we make a difference. And don't forget yourself. An outward focus on our neighbors is great, but we'll burn out if we don't tend to ourselves as well. So take a bubble bath or a nap. Marvel at the stars or the ocean. Make your heart a comfy home for God, and I promise the Spirit of peace will live there. I would like for us to share the peace of Christ right now. Would you please turn to someone sitting near you and say, "The peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you." Let that be a reminder to you as you go through your week. Your heart is God's home. God dwells within you. This peace we have, it doesn't mean life will be easy. It doesn't mean we will not struggle. We will still falter, flail, and fail. We will still lose the people and things that we love. We will still be living in this world that seems bent on breaking us down. But there, in the midst of our pain and our worry, right there, we find the peace of Christ. And that is good news. This peace I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. Amen.